Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Liverpool's Romeo Lavia pursuit remains thus. I think we're three rejected bids in now, and sort of the fourth one is either in, it's anticipated. Where are we at with it, Ben? What's the current state of play?
Yeah, my understanding is that perhaps the media cycle has been a little bit behind on this one, which is normal when you have a rejected bid. It tends to suffice. And sometimes there's an assumption that the bid went in pretty much at the same time as the rejection. And my understanding is that since that third rejected bid, Liverpool have come back in with an improved offer. And naturally, because the feeling is that Lavia and 50 million will do the deal, and the rejected bid was at 45, there's obviously not much more needed to get this one over the line if Liverpool want to proceed. And if they meet the valuation that Southampton are looking for, it's very known now that Lavia wants the move. And I think this is why there's quite a bit of frustration amongst maybe the Liverpool fan base, because they're looking at the last rejected bid, they're looking at the so-called asking price, and they're wondering why, with the season now on our doorstep, things haven't been done. And this is a little bit atypical for Liverpool from my experience of covering the club anyway, because we've seen multiple bids. It's played out quite publicly. Lavia obviously wasn't in the Carabao Cup squad, and we can read something into that for sure, but they're still there. And talks are continuing at the time we're recording this. And I would imagine by the time people listen to this, or certainly between now and the Chelsea game, things will have moved on a little bit further. And this is about Liverpool being in a unique position. And I think this is why it feels quite painful with Lavia, because usually Liverpool's approach within the window is quite simple. If they think that the valuation is excessive, they walk away, they're disciplined, they do everything on their terms and their numbers. Whereas because this market has been so unique, I'm told by insiders that the very definition of value has changed. And it's almost commonplace now to have a young 50-odd million pound midfielder, which is not the kind of deal that Liverpool would normally do, but needs must, especially with the departures of Fabinho and Jordan Henderson. And that might mean that Liverpool have to be very un-Liverpool-like and eventually just pay what it takes or somewhere close to what it takes. The other complication with Lavia is just that Chelsea have stuck their oar in, as they've done with a variety of different deals this summer. And it doesn't mean at this point when we're recording this anyway that they've bid, but this is very Chelsea-like to go in and disrupt a deal, and way more deals than they're ever going to get done, to verbally promise something to try and get a player to change his mind in case they want to move in that direction. And the Chelsea aspect means that the market since January has been inflated, but it also means that if you're Southampton, you can stick to your valuation, because Chelsea even last summer tried audaciously to get Lavia, and they offered 50 million. So if Chelsea, for example, say to Southampton, even if it's not a bid, we might come and we're quite prepared to match the offer that we made last summer, then again, Southampton can use that to orchestrate a little bit of a bidding war. And that's exactly the kind of thing that Liverpool don't want to get sucked into. So the balance with Lavia is basically they want the player. There's not that many accessible defensive midfielders or number sixes or destroyers around that fit the profile that Liverpool are looking for, but they don't like the asking price. So now it's a case of how can they maybe match the package Southampton are looking for, but in structure, potentially still get a deal done that is more on Liverpool's terms.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Liverpool, so you mentioned sort of the atypical Liverpool move there and what Liverpool likes to do in the window. They like to come out on top in negotiations. They've been very good at that in recent years. Obviously, Michael Edwards, Julian Ward, and now Jörg Schmadtke. It's a different landscape for him, of course. I mean, the whole transfer window has been blown up somewhat. It's a little bit crazy at the minute with some of the money that's going around, the Declan Rice fee. Brighton's demand for Caicedo, you know, very good players in their own right, but when you're talking in excess of 100 million, it does seem a little bit crazy. And I think Southampton are in their rights to sort of hang fire on and sort of dig their heels in on the fee that they want. There's a Man City complication at play in terms of their profit off only 20% of the deal as well. So there's a lot going on, but as you touched upon there at the end, then I think Liverpool at some point just kind of got to bite the bullet and say, Southampton clearly want this money, let's just get it done and produce a package that will do so. You mentioned some frustration there amongst the Liverpool fan base, which I think is absolutely right, by the way. Has there been any signs of frustration from sort of the Lavia camp on this or the player himself? Because, or has he been kind of acting quite professionally, I guess, is the opposite? Has he been carrying on? You mentioned he wasn't in the squad. He sat on the bench the other night. He never came on for Southampton. Have we heard anything about him sort of pushing to get this deal over the line?
I mean, he's pushing to get it over the line in the sense that it's been intimated he wants the move to Liverpool, but I don't think we're going to see anything too unprofessional. The frustration is bred out of the fact that they're already into their season. And as a consequence, a player wants clarity. We're going to see this week with Harry Kane at Tottenham as well. So you either want to know, are you playing and are you invested, therefore, to doing a season in the Championship or at least until January? And if you are, you want to be playing. And Lavia hasn't been. And part of that is to protect him, because if he was to play and get injured, then that doesn't suit anybody. And I think that once the season starts, even though we have a deadline for the window after the season has started, players, many of them anyway, like to have that final decision. And this is the sort of interesting debate around the window, that you won't find a sporting director out there or generally a football club executive that isn't glad the window continues after the season starts, because obviously what you want is to get business done early, assess during pre-season, then make another push in the build-up to the new season. And then if you don't start well, if you get an injury, if you realise that something is still missing, have one final chance to make a move, then you lock it in and you reassess in January. So of course, that's the perspective of the sporting directors and the clubs. But if you're a player, you basically at large want to get in as soon as possible, do a pre-season with your new club. If you're moving cities, then that has a transitional aspect that you want to do during some of the downtime, and then you start your season. So after a ball is kicked, not that many players want to move. And I think that as a result, with Lavia, you won't see anything unprofessional at this point. But now the season started, if it doesn't get done before Liverpool's first game against Chelsea, or obviously if any other club doesn't come in and sign the player, then if there is still a bid lingering towards deadline day, that's when you start seeing the player maybe consider doing something more publicly. So when I speak to sources close to the player, it's been made very clear. Anfield is the preferred destination. Liverpool have always had the situation, apart from obviously the asking price in their control. But he's not going to say to Southampton, I'm formally asking to leave, or issue some bold public statement at this point, because the belief is that Southampton are not necessarily being too unreasonable.
Hi again, everyone. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with the brilliant Ben Jacobs. If you want to watch that show in full, as well as all our other amazing content, including the full Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary, head to redmenplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.